Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Isn't it good to be here, though? Where were you before all this happened? Take a second. Where were you beyond? Amen. We were here before all this happened. Do you remember the night? Who remembers that night? The heavens opened. We stepped through a door in worship that was like incredible. The presence was thick. Welcome. Hi. You want to sit down or no? Okay. The presence was so thick and it was life changing. Here's the cool thing. When we're sheltered, I love when seasons change. I've always have loved the change of seasons in the natural. I love them even more in the spirit. Here's the cool thing. We were sheltering. You know, some people are like, oh, we're staying away from... No, I'm sheltering in God, okay? I don't care what the world's doing, but I'm tucking in. Psalm 91, tucking in under the wings of my Father, and I'm protected, and that's where I'm at. And so here's what's so cool. When you go through a season, you don't know what's being put in, and you don't know what's being pulled out until you come out of that season. So I am expecting... for a manifestation of seeds of his goodness to pour out of our hearts. And here's the cool thing. Some things that came out of our hearts were like, whoa, what was that? Well, that was an ugly. And it needed to go anyway, right? Yeah. You know, that was like a, like a bad seed or weed in our heart that we didn't know. But when we got pushed with, well, lots of stuff. I mean, the enemy was throwing stuff at every direction and seeing how much we would take. And no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. So I got to pray with somebody today. It was just a quick prayer. But tonight I was reminded of this. And so you know how the Lord likes to do, like, Holy Ghost car washes and stuff? For those of you who come here on a regular basis, you know what we're talking about. He just likes to clean off the debris, you know, and I feel like we need some debris cleaning off. We used to have to log how much debris we pulled out of a house, and it's spelled debris. And so we always called it debris. And I still do today, but it's got deeper meanings. But anyway, there's some debris in the air, and let's get rid of it, okay? So, because here's the thing. Some of you don't know how to do this at home, and that's one of the reasons why we meet, is to help us get cleaned off. And here's a couple things I'm seeing in the body. I'm seeing, you know, news and reports are everywhere. Okay, well, their billboards are everywhere. You know, and first it was this great fear of be afraid of that unknown virus. And we were afraid because we didn't know. And I probably shouldn't say that. Break those words in the name of Jesus. But, you know, it caused alarm. And so we did things that we shouldn't. You know, maybe we won't touch somebody. Maybe we won't go. Maybe we will stay home. You know, and I'm not saying don't do it or do it. But there was a propaganda behind it. It was a spirit of fear behind it. Whether or not the virus could cause or did cause, I don't care about any of that, and I don't even want to know, okay? It's just like, to me, there's certain things I won't look at. Not because I'm afraid. I don't want the image in my mind. I like to keep my brain formatted with God and goodness and good stuff. You know, like, you know, what you look at, sometimes it hooks in you, and there's been a lot of hooking going on, and it, you know, some is unintentional and some was intentional, and depending on which news station you listen to, could cause you to be paralyzed or could be like cause you to be rebellious, and both are wrong, or it could cause you to say, I'm never watching the news again. And I'm going to believe that report. Whose report you going to believe? And that's called the Word of God. You know, here's the thing. If we don't have the Word in our heart, We're going to take the word of the world, and that's going to go in our heart, and it's going to cause us to do strange things. And so I really feel like there's been some limping going on. You know, I saw people come in, and I'm truthfully not sure. As a seer, I can't tell half the time if it's in the natural or in the spirit. It looks the same to me. And I saw people limping when they were coming in and just exhausted. And God is, he's releasing fresh living water. And it's up to us to hook in. When a horse, I probably shouldn't, because I don't know enough about the horse language. But, you know, when a mom nurses its babe, you know, you look for the fresh milk. It's the same thing with God. He's got fresh living water, and we need to connect into him. And for some of you, you've never done that before. But tonight, God wants to help you by the Holy Spirit. And so I'm not into that, oh, let's all take a gulp by the flesh. I'm all into let's rest in God's peace and see if we can receive, because he's always giving out. And so I want everybody in here to close your eyes right now. Don't look at me. Close your eyes. And I'm going to pray by the Spirit, and I'm just going to release whatever he has for us. Close your eyes. Even if you don't believe, close your eyes. Right now, close your eyes. Thank you. Right now, I release the peace of God into your hearts and into your minds right now. I speak peace. Peace. Peace be still. I command every demonic attempt or every demonic entry point that was sown by the enemy to be loosed off you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go. Hallelujah. Clarity come. Peace come. Peace. I release his peace. Father, I'm asking for you to drizzle your living water over us right now. Receive. 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 Doubt, go in the name of Jesus. Doubt, go in the name of Jesus. Receive. The enemy's trying to take your water. Tell him no thank you. Enemy, go in the name of Jesus. Enemy, go. I see some hooks in people's minds and their memories right now. I speak to your memory, and I command peace to it right now. I command the hooks to leave in the name of Jesus. I command the doors to close. I see fear. I see anguish. Go in the name of Jesus. Tormenting spirit, go in the name of Jesus. I break your hold over the body of Christ. Fresh rain. Father, water us. Father, water us. Corande, water us. We receive your rain from heaven. We drink from your goodness right now. Trauma, go in the name of Jesus. Trauma, go in the name of Jesus. I release the peace of God into your hearts right now. There's dry bones in here. I command them to come to life right now. I command the water, the living water, to drench those bones in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just saw bitterness leave. Hallelujah. Judgment, go in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Wow. There's a lot of hooks of judgment in this room. And I'm seeing it's actually a demonic attack. It's a sly, very sly attack. And it's hooked to media images. And right now, I break the hook and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I release your mind from the images of the media, of the agendas of the media. And I command the word of God to rise up in your heart and in your mind and out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. I speak to I'm hearing the words dislocation, and I don't know if that's a bone or if that's in the spirit, but I command the dislocation to be healed right now, and I command a mending in the spirit. I command it right now in the name of Jesus. I see a couple people's wallets, bank accounts, finances, and I see there's like dust on them, and I command right now rushing water into your bank accounts, into your finances for the kingdom's purpose, to glorify the kingdom, because you're a steward. You are a daughter and a son of the King Most High. You are royalty. And so I command right order in the spirit right now. I command it right now. I command increase to come right now. I break off lack. I break off judgment. I break off, I'm going back to dislocation. I don't know what this is about. But right now I speak to that dislocation and I command oneness. I command it put back together as God's original intent right now in the name of Jesus. Be whole in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing word curses. And right now I just break off every word curse, every word spoke against you. I break it off and I put it under the precious blood of the Lamb, precious Jesus, who his blood was shed to heal our wounds and cleanse our soul. Right now I apply his blood to your wounds and I command your souls to be cleansed in the name of Jesus. I see a reversal in time. I see the enemy has tried to steal, and I command a desist and a deceit. And what's that, Kim? Desist? Desist, whatever. What is it? Thank you. Order right now in the name of Jesus, and I release you from your background, from your past life. I see, as I'm releasing this, I'm seeing these strings. They're like leather whips with hooks on them that have dug into the ground and into your past dirt life and trying to hold you back. And right now I break those off you in the name of Jesus, and I release you into the fullness of God, into your destiny. No more looking back. No more looking back. No more looking back. No more excuses. No more justification. Be made whole. Be made new in Jesus Christ, because you are a new creation in him every day. Doesn't matter if you got saved 10 years ago and slipped up every day 10 years past. Today is your day to walk it out in victory. Walk it out in boldness. Walk it out in truth. Walk it out in love. Walk it out in joy. God doesn't say, yeah, but what about yesterday? That's the enemy. And he's trained your mind. And right now I break that off your mind in the name of Jesus. I break it off. I break it off your soul. And I command that enemy to let go. Release you right now. We release you right now. Angels assist. Angels assist in the name of Jesus. I commission the angels to assist you out of the ruts and to move you in into the center of God's will, into the center of God's purpose. I release your destiny right now. I command it to open and flourish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 I just heard more rain. More rain. More rain. More rain. Living water. We release the living water. We open ourselves to receive the living water right now. Purify. Purge out any dust, any debris. Any. We command it to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We drink from the wells of joy. We drink from the plenty. We drink. We immerse ourselves in the goodness of God. And I see us like, I see us as, you know what a really wet sponge looks like? You ever throw one against the wall? You know, like one of those ones when you wash a car or something, they're big gold things and it just splatters all over and drips. I see the dripping water washing and saturating us, saturating us. And if you open up, you'll receive that. If you close down, you will not receive it. Because God's not going to force himself on you. He's a gentle man. And he gave us free will to choose. Right now, I choose a saturation of the holiness of God. I choose the saturation of the goodness of God. Every area, every crevice, every detail, in Jesus' mighty name. In fact, now you should say this if you feel led. I submit myself to you, Holy Spirit. I submit myself to you. I submit myself. I open myself up to you. Every area. You know what I need. Replace anything that is not of you. I choose to follow you all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I know you feel better. If I had a meter in here, it would be like, whee! So, what'd you say? You look better. You're looking good. Yeah, amen. See, the enemy likes to keep us. And sometimes it's such a sly thing. And I really feel like I need to share some of the stupid stuff he tries. Because people don't realize. They don't see it. You know, I have the gift of sight. And so I see it. And you know, the other day can't even remember what I was doing. I was washing a window or something. You know, wax on, wax off. You know those moments where you're really not doing anything, but it's like something. You know, those are some of the most moments where God will speak to me. And I'll be like painting or whatever. And the next thing I know, he's given me this huge download. And it's only because I asked one question. I love to ask him questions. And here's the thing. He speaks to all of us. I'm not special. I've just learned how to listen. And I had to discern the difference between my emotions, my flesh, my ideas, my thoughts, and the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we get to practice that. And that's important to practice that. And if you ask him to train you to hear his voice, he will teach you and give you discernment to know truth. And he'll back it up with his word. He'll confirm it. And so I was muttering about something. One of my assignments is to pray for the body of Christ. And you know, I've had lots of practice in the last however long the season's been. In fact, that's what my fast was really about. I was pressing in for the body to awaken and come, come through. And one of the things I was, just the other day, somebody said something to me, and I'm like, don't they know? And the Lord's like, no, they don't. They don't know. You have to tell them. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and here's the thing. There's, I think you all can understand this part because you've been taught this. Everyone in this room knows that pornography is not good, right? If you look at pornography, pretty much everybody in here knows that it's demonic in nature, okay? Besides the fact that it's sick, it's demonic in nature. And there are spirits attached to that film or image that you look at, if you choose to look at that. And most people will not ask or learn this if they're not taught. And so I feel like I need to share this. And I'm using pornography because it's something everybody is like, yeah, pornography's bad. You know, yeah. And once, here's the thing. When you look at it, it'll send a hook. And maybe not the first time, it won't hook you because you'll be like, eh, you know, like, or you might feel convicted, like, oh, I shouldn't look at that. But then let's say you go back and look at it again. The enemy sends a hook. And it'll hook your arm, it'll hook your mind, it'll keep hooking until it's got you so bound that you have to keep going back, looking, and then start acting, because you'll never be satisfied, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he wants you so bound and tormented, that's when he's happy, okay? And so he loves to see God's people bound and tormented. And so, you know, I also know the power of God and his word, and I've seen, you know, I think there's scientific evidence, and I only learned this after, because I don't care to study that stuff, but when somebody came back and testified, I was like, oh, so here's what happens. When you look at pornography, what it does is it it ruts your brain. Think about the path you always walked down when you were a kid. Maybe you always walked to get the mail or always walked to school. You know that path, and it's rutted down, and you can get there in your sleep, basically. Well, what happens is when you watch pornography, it does the same thing. It ruts your brain, and it dulls you down, and it causes your signals to not grow properly. And so people who want to get free struggle because their brain is rutted with these images. They imprint on your brain, okay? So I have seen people, and I've prayed for people I've prayed for people who didn't want to get free, and I've prayed for people who want to get free. I've had some people push their kids up and say, pray for my person, my kid. They're struggling with pornography, and I'd be shandale koro, I break, and nothing. I'm not seeing the release. And so I've learned as I got older in the Lord, what are you saying? Oh, they're not ready. Okay, pass. You know, I'm not wasting my time or the body's time until people are ready to receive. Because then, when you're ready, boom, done. But here's the thing. Sometimes when people get free from addiction, any type of addiction, pornography is an addiction. When you go back to it, yeah. You know, I never know where we're going to go, but we're going here, okay? So pornography is an addiction. Masturbation is an addiction, okay? Alcohol is an addiction. Drugs is an addiction. You know, there's stealing. Anything that you do over and over becomes addictive in nature. Food. There could be food as an addiction. So I'm not saying that that's you, but is it? Just saying. Without saying. Let the Holy Spirit convict. It's not my job. But here's the thing. I've seen people who come up and say, oh, man, that message hit me. I'm struggling. And you feel the conviction of the Holy Ghost. When you feel the conviction of the Holy Ghost, game over to the enemy. It's easy to get free when you feel conviction. When you don't feel conviction and you just are justifying, oh, that's for my neighbor. Oh, that's not me. This doesn't have a hold on me. I could stop anytime I want. You got to remember, I came from a drug addicted background, okay? So, you know, they used to say you can't count a con. Well, you can't count a con who is now filled with the Holy Ghost, okay? So, here's the thing. With images, they get imprinted on your brain, even though you want free. And I've had this happen where I'll pray for somebody, and I'll see that spirit leave. There's actually a spirit that attaches to that person. And I see it leave, and they're free, but they're struggling because the images are imprinted on their brain. And I've actually seen the Holy Ghost heal the brain, seal up that dark path. I've seen it more than one time, and I'd be like, wow, what is that? That is so cool. And because I don't know, I just say what I see. And you know, I've done this long enough now, I know, because there's a pattern and a history. But there's actually, and then people will come back and say, you know what, it's gone, that thing is gone. I'm like, amen. And I love that, because then the enemy loses one. And then he loses another one. And another one gets set free. And that's our job, to set the captives free. That's part of my job. And so I'm saying that to set us up for what I'm trying to say. So you all understand about images and how they can get in your brain and cause you to think differently or act differently, right? So there's also there's subtle images. You know, I remember, well, we know about, I can't believe we're going here tonight. you ever go to, let's see how I can say this. I went on a missions trip a few years ago, and they give you one free day to go shopping. And I was in, I think I might have been in Haiti. Was it Haiti? Yeah, thank you. And we all got to go shopping on this one day, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to buy a bracelet or something, you know, to remember this mission trip where I fed the homeless. Kidding. It really was. You know, there's some mission trips where it's all about you, and then there's some mission trips when it's all about them. And I learned the difference that season. You know, it was my first one, and I love ministering in to the broken people, and it broke some stuff off me because I was shy, and it was fruitful. But I saw some weird stuff. People are like, "Doo doo doo doo, I'm on the missions, whatever." So anyway, okay, that was a rabbit trail. But anyway, so we get this day off, and I go down the street to go shopping, and it was so demonic. I'm like, and the Holy Spirit says, "Don't even go in those stores." I'm like, "I'm not." You know, and I didn't. I went and had coffee by myself, but I was like, there's no way I'm going to buy anything, because oftentimes, here's the thing, where you buy your stuff matters. Blessings and curses, life and death. And you know, we've preached on this, you know, witches, they love to give gifts and they're full of curses. And then here, have this, I'm making up with you. And then all this problem in your house, you know, same thing with artifacts. A lot of stuff is made in very dark places by very dark people on purpose. On purpose. So images, artifacts, are channels to carry an agenda. Okay? Not all. Don't get weird. But some. And you'll know the difference. You'll feel a ting. You'll be like, you know, I had a feeling ever since, you know, so-and-so gave me this or I bought this. My roof's been leaking, or, you know, whatever. My kids had problems, or, you know, my bank account's always... Hey, weird stuff. When weird stuff is happening, it's for a reason. It's because the enemy opened the... You know, you open the door unwillingly to the enemy. Now, if you did it willingly, or you're justifying, that's a different story. But I'm trying to get here to help us tonight, because some of us have opened the door up unwillingly to the demonic through stuff we've seen, which was supposed to be helpful, whether it be a Facebook feed or a YouTube video exposing this side or whatever side. I'm not saying don't be informed, but listen, if you watch that stuff too long, you'll get underneath it, and then the enemy wins. He wants you to feel hopeless. He wants you to feel like there's no way we're ever going to get out of this. Let me remind you who your dad is. Let me remind you what seed he sown into this earth and what the resurrection power that came out of the earth, and that same power lives inside you. Let me remind you who you are. Don't be hiding, my friends. Don't be hiding. I'm not saying don't be stupid, but don't be hiding. Okay? Come out from under the cloud of darkness. If you have fear, that's not from God. So I've seen, it's easy, it just happens. You know, you watch the one video, just one, and all of a sudden you're like, I don't feel so good. I can't sleep tonight. You know, I better cancel all my whatevers and, you know, weird stuff. You start thinking weird and you're like, wait a minute. 2 months ago I didn't even have this thought. What happened? If God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and his promises are true, whose report are you going to believe? I got to remind you, we're not done yet. And we win. We don't lose. We win. So am I saying we're not going to go through hard times? No, we're going to go through hard times, but it's not yet. It's too soon. The enemy put this through too soon. Just like the enemy, he always overplays his cards. He always does. He can't help it. He's stupid. I'm serious. I don't mean that. And some people, you know, I've preached on this before, and I've talked about it, and they're like, well, if the enemy knows his end, why would he do it? Because he's a cruel, evil taskmaster, and he loves to see God's children hurt. And he knows most God's children won't fight back and release the word of life into earth and cause him to cower in the corner. Just saying. Let's go to James. Oh, let's finish. So I see there's some like imprinting, some issues of the heart that came from something you watched, whether it be a news channel. I don't get to see the actual, I just see the hook, okay? So if you feel like you're just not right, if you, you know, you're just like, I'm a little off, I don't know what it is, you don't have to know. God will know and God will clear, okay? So if that's for you, you just close your eyes. I'm just waiting for what to say. Father? Yeah, thanks. Say this. You guys have been off too long. Father, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I watched this stuff. And I'm not even sure which stuff. But I haven't been right since. I repent. I'm asking you to remove every trace of it and fill in that area with your truth. Show me in the Word what I need to learn, what I need to speak, what I need to declare, so that I can walk in your peace and your blessings. In Jesus' name. So what I'm seeing, you remember those, I don't even know if they still make them, mini blinds, the ones that pull up and down, you know, they're like on a rolly thing. I just saw a bunch of them go up. Do you guys feel different? Anybody still struggling? Don't be shy. Tonight's your night for freedom. Don't wait until after. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this 3 months has caused me to rise up and want to fight the right way.
Yeah.
But some of the struggle is with my flesh the wrong way.
Yeah.
And so I wrestle with that. Because I don't want to roll over and say, oh, go ahead, do whatever you want, government.
Amen.
Do whatever you want to us. We're sheep. We don't do anything. And I don't like that.
Amen. I think James is going to help us tonight. We're going to go there because I really feel like by the Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord, is the way to go. You know, and I've been there, and every once in a while it'll rise up a piece of flesh and I'll go, oh, I didn't know that was there. And that's good because then I can deal with it and say, that's not of God. Lord, show me what your word says, show me how to decree. And your gifting is different than mine, so you'll have a little bit of different stuff going on. But what I would say is there anything, and this is what I would ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything in my past that's causing me to act this way? Do I have any open doors? Did I learn something that's not lining up with your word? And he'll give you a flash, he'll show you something, and we'll have to deal with that. And, you know, and I can help you with that later. I don't want to say it out now, but if there's something there, you know, lots of times, just a quick, it's not even hours, it's like 10 minutes, listen, oh, there it is. Oh, there it goes. You know, and that's the way, the walk of the Spirit, it's to be effective, you know. It's not a struggle to get free. If you want free, you'll get free. If you're struggling, it's because you are enjoying the secret life and the justification of where you're at, and you bought a lie. Deliverance is easy, or it's difficult. The choice is yours. Do you remember when the Lord said, I know somebody else had their hand up. Do you remember when, for those of you that are partners, and I think I preached on this a little bit too, 2020 is going to be the best of the best of the times, or the worst of the worst of the times, depending on where you're at in Him. That's still true. You know, I am enjoying the season I'm in. I have since the beginning. Now, I did buy some lies and had to say, wait a minute, no more. And I don't need to share them because they were my lies, not yours, you know. But I'm at peace with God. If I don't have peace, there's a problem. And it's usually I'm believing a lie or I'm believing a report or I'm battling with something inside of myself that needs to come out and get free. Does that make sense? So if you're like that, then you just say, what is it, Holy Spirit? You don't have to, like, you know, fast for a year, you just say, what is it? And he'll show you, and you'll be like, oh, okay, let's deal with it. Amen? Who else had their hand up? Anybody? Was it somebody? Or were you just hallelujah, neon, neon?
I have something real quick.
Yeah.
Because I know you kind of did the announcements, and you weren't sure where we were headed. Are you doing offering later?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll do that in a little bit.
Oh, and when you do that, I have a question.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else on that? We want to go a little further?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Oh, it's been so long. Okay. So I had this really cool thing happen to me, and I'm not even going to share it. It's just so cool, and it's too long, but I'll share it another time. But I was like, Lord, you just are so good to me. And I heard that scripture, you have not because you ask not. And I was like, yeah. And so I was talking to him, and he said, go in James. So I looked in James 4, and I feel like I need to read some of this because it's a season for the body, because the enemy wants to sow division, because when there's division, we know what's next. Every evil thing. And so there's a lot of every evil thing out there right now, and there's a lot of division right now. You know, and it's not our job to judge it. Our job is to proclaim God's word into the earth. You know, and God is our example. You know, he created the earth and he said, let there be, and there was. And he didn't go, I wonder if I should let there be, or will people be offended if I say let there be? None of that. He said, by the Spirit, let there be, and there was. And that's how you win a war. You don't give up and you keep pounding, but you don't do it in someone's face. It's not, that's the cool thing about the fight of the Spirit. You don't fight people. You go after the spirits behind the people. You have to separate the person from the spirit. And that's what you pray. You pray, Lord, separate the people from the spirits behind them so they have a chance to choose life and see your goodness. And then you go after the hook behind that and to take that thing out until you win. And you don't... You don't just do a little poke and walk away and go bake cookies and say, wahoo! No, you make sure that thing is defeated. How do you know? You know. If you don't see it, it isn't done. And this might be too deep for some of you, but most of you can handle this, so we're going here tonight. You know, I had I had an opportunity to take out a little varmint this couple days ago. And it played dead more than one time. Okay? And then it would raise its ugly head. Okay? We defeat it until it is completely dead. Till it no longer rolls over. You know when it's dead. It's no different than killing a spider. Don't tell me. I'm not even going there. What?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Here we go. James, my brother. So I'm in James 3. Wisdom from above. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits. So it's full of mercy and full of good fruits. Unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. You know, we're peacemakers. And one of the cool things about this is, first of all, it says, if you're manifesting, I'm paraphrasing, if you're manifesting, if something comes up and you want to go punch your neighbor because they're, you know, doing or not doing whatever you think they should do, that is your flesh. And it says, don't pretend it's not there. Go to the Father and say, yikes, what's this? Help. Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, Spirit of comfort. He'll lead and guide you into all truth. He will find a way to help you get free and get understanding and get unhooked from that. That's his job. But when we justify, well, I was born that way. Well, my whole family reacts this way. Well, maybe your whole family has strongholds and needs deliverance. Don't judge. Don't let that be the measuring stick. Let me tell you, the wall is crooked. This is the plumb line. And it says, But the wisdom from above is first pure. Now, you felt the pureness of God in your heart before, haven't you? And you felt that, I'm going to get them, haven't you? So you know. So you know which is which, right? And it's at that moment where it becomes, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. It's like you could cut it to the marrow. It's like peaceable, poof, God. Or I got the peace, but all of a sudden you, and oh, work of the flesh falls to the ground. No effect. Also, it gives the enemy a ha, ha, ha. They call themselves a Christian. And then he laughs. Why we are trying to figure out why we have no power. We've got to have peace. You know, I know people that actually walk in the anointing of peace. Do you know people? Have you ever been around somebody who walks in peace? They can change the atmosphere. And it's not because they're living in the flesh. It's because they walk in and peace is on them. And they're like, well, first of all, every demon parts, you know, it's like parting the sea. They can't stand it. So they yield to peace because they have to. Because they walk in authority and boldness, because they are vessels of the chosen one, and they know who they are. But they don't go, aha, they just walk in. I love that kind of warfare. I love watching demons leave because they can't stand the presence of the King of Kings, and there's no hold in their soul. They're completely sold out to him. It changes things. And that's what God wants for all of us. And so there's peacemakers. In fact, I feel like God is releasing that anointing in here tonight. I release peacemakers. I release the anointing of peace into your hearts tonight. Take it. Receive it. You will be transformed. Stuff that used to irritate you, you'll be like, what was that? And you'll laugh because you can't even remember. I heard some of you say, I wish I could give that to my husband. Well, you can. It's on you. If you walk in peace, it'll change the atmosphere. But remember, the demons will challenge you first. They'll be like, oh, yeah? And if you back down, they win. It's that simple. So, and the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. See, you sow peace and you make peace. If you sow, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you back. Does that make sense? You reap what you sow. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulteress, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy to God. Or do you think that the Scriptures speak to no purpose? He jealously desires the Spirit which he has made to dwell in us. But he gives a greater grace. See, he even gives us grace to walk it out. We can't do it. He does it through us. We call on his grace. So submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands. Purify your hearts. And I'm not going to go on, but I just want to say, if you're struggling, have you wholly committed yourself to Jesus Christ as Lord in every area? Or have you just given him the one, or the two, or the three, or maybe you gave him 10, but not that one? I can bet that not one, that one is still the area that you're not going to walk victoriously in. See, he wants it all. He made you for his good pleasure, for relationship and fellowship with him. See, if you are in love with this world, you must be upset today. Because it's failing. Okay? But if you're not in love with this world and you just live in it, you're like, ah, God's got it. I'll just release what he says. I'll speak what he says when I need to speak it. See, God's, if you think, I really don't want to say this, but I'm being led. Some of us still have idolatry in our hearts. Some of us have things that we think, well, I just have to keep this all together. If you give it to God, he will bless it. When you put it in his jurisdiction, he will bless it. But if you're still holding on to it, you got a problem? Give it to God. Put it in his jurisdiction and say, you know what? I messed it up. I don't know how to fix it. I've done all this. I don't know what to do. I'm giving it to you. And don't take it back. And trust him. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust him. You watch. He'll make it straight. He always does. He always makes the crooked road straight if we choose him first. Amen? Did I answer your question further? Amen.
I'll fight it with peace, but we also have a sword.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
God's supposed to not use that sword.
Absolutely. The sword is the word of God.
Right.
And that will change. How do you think we get rid of the mountains in our way? We speak the word. And that's the same thing with the forces that are operating in the world today. We have to take them down, but we can't do it. The only way to do it is by the Spirit. And he'll give us strategies. And John, you're a prayer warrior. You know, you sit in the quiet time and ask the Lord to give you a strategy, and you'll be amazed at what he has you speak. And oftentimes it's way up high, you know, in the Spirit, and they don't even know you're there. And you just take them out. Next thing, you know. And when you start doing that, I already know that God gives you the desire of your heart, the desires of your heart. But he'll be like multiplying. He'll be like giving you goodie baskets because you're so sold out to him and he just wants to bless you because you're such a blessing to him because you care so much for his kingdom and it's no longer about you or even your family. You just are like, anything you say, Jesus, anything. And he's like, oh, that's my boy. And oh, hey, I got to give him this tricycle. Oh, I got to give him this new, you know, blackboard. Oh, just stuff because he loves to bless us. And it's stuff that we think, just a thought. You know, I wish I could have that. Or, you know, Lord, if you don't even speak it. He knows our thoughts. And then he's like, here, honey, here you go. And you go, oh, I remember when I had that thought, just a split of a thought. And here it is. He remembered. Didn't even speak it. And that's action. That's power. And then as you build in peace and grow in strength, in the resting presence, and you carry it, John. I know you have it. And it's gonna make, I'm seeing like the Red Sea. I'm just seeing, you know, the obstacles move and melt and bow and be gone. And see, the enemy is afraid because I'm seeing it in the Spirit and I'm releasing it right now. I'm seeing it, John. And I'm going to tell you something. The enemy's been trying to get you to react out of your flesh because he knows if he does, you're ineffective for the kingdom of God. And you are a mighty warrior. You are unchangeable for the kingdom of God. When God gives you a word, you do it at any cost, at any time of the day or night. You don't waver. You don't think, oh, I'm too tired. You do it. You're a man sold out to the King of Kings. And he respects that in you, John. And I'm telling you, the enemy is like, oh, I'm just going to try and pull this on him. No more. The enemy's been exposed. And when you feel a reaction in your soul, it's like, I used to say it's like a marshmallow. It pokes me and I react, oh, there's an area, let's deal with it. And you deal with it then. You don't have to deal with it for hours. It's just like 10 seconds. Deal with it. Oh, gone. There you go. So I'm blessing your walk in God right now. I just throw the peace of God into you. I command the breaking, the breaking winds of God. The breaking winds of God. I release the breaking winds of God right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, without limit, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the words new beginnings. I don't know what that means, but I'm releasing new beginnings. Some of you are dialing in. You know, you've been walking with God. Doing things, but I see like the page turning and I'm seeing like writing come off the page into you. So I release that in the name of Jesus. Is that for you?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. More can take. God doesn't just say, only you. If you want that, take that in the name of Jesus. That's what I love about healings and words of knowledge. If you want it, take it. It's for everybody who wants it. He doesn't say, oh no, you weren't good enough today. Oh no, you had a bad thought. He doesn't think like that. We think like that. Our minds are being transformed tonight. New beginnings released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I smell something really good up here. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Father, I just bless everyone in here. I bless everyone who listens to this message on the app, on the web, wherever they listen to this. I pray for breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Holy alignment. Holy alignment. And I pray for a greater, what is the word? I'm seeing it. Dedication to the oneness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.